Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face. Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast. This episode's going to be mostly about food challenge, just because in my county, we actually have some interests. So I'm with my beautiful friends, Drew, Nicole, Jessica, and June, and they have experience in it, or some of them actually have some teams. So they're going to highlight some tips as well as give you some updates of the changes. But again, always go to the Texas 4-H website and download the guide itself, because we don't know it all by heart, but we know the highlights. But who wants to take it away?
Okay, I'll start it off. So again, you know, go to that Texas 4-H website to find the new rules and guidelines. And of course, you can always email one of us here. We can definitely forward those to you to make sure that you get all the updates. But it's very important to, even if you've been doing food challenge for a while, that you look at these updates.
I think especially if you've been doing food challenge for a while, because there's very significant changes in these rules of play.
Yes, I agree. So I'll just start it off with one of the biggest major changes that we have this year is you're only given one key ingredient. So prior, you were given a couple ingredients, and then you were, you know, asked to make something in, within your category. So now you're only given one key ingredient, and then you have money to go to the pantry and purchase extra items that, what you know, whatever you want to make for your recipe in that category. So it kind of really opens up that creativity for the kids, just to whatever they choose to make, as long as it fits within main dish or fruits and, you know, vegetables.
And within their budget.
Yes, that is key.
Yeah, so, for example, you know, with main dish, you might get some chicken, as your key ingredient, and then you have $5 or so to take to the pantry, and they'll have a whole layout of fruits and vegetables or, spices, you know, grains, different items that, could, complete your dish, and you'll have only that amount of money to spend on your groceries, and you'll bring it back. So yeah, I think, like Jessica said, it's a good way to bring out the creativity
in the kids. Apply your cost analysis, because I know in the past, because I used to judge this, it was always difficult for the kids to like figure out, because they give you the, they kind of just give you a receipt, and I felt like that was cheating. Like, here's your paper, now sit down and figure out the math. Mm-hmm. Now they get to apply it, so I really like this new change. It will be easier though to figure out the cost analysis.
And hopefully it'll get them ready for real world experiences. Mm-hmm. When they go off to college, they can actually go to the grocery store on their own without calling mom.
Yes. And then another big change, or not a real big change, but with the tire, make sure that you are wearing a hair restraint. And so that, you know, includes boys and girls, making sure you have a hat on, a chef's hat or a hair net, you know, hair pull back. And closed-toed shoes as well. They're going to be looking out for that. So make sure that you look at that change and make sure you put on a hat, or at least.
So basically, you really want to bring in more of the food safety when we're watching the kids prepare the dishes, and follow more of those realistic food safety rules that are applied to any restaurant that we have out there. So
another thing is they're given resources, and so you really want to study on your own time, make sure that you know, because when you give your presentation, they want to see, as a judge, you want to see that they are learning food safety and nutrition facts, and so that's what we're looking for, is judge mainly knowledge. And yes, presentation of food is important, but it's mainly the knowledge, and you can get that by the resources. And I think one thing that always stands out is when they add, like, maybe a fun fact or a personal why this recipe was chosen, why they made it. So something that makes you stand out a little bit.
And I know the new rule changes, I'm not sure about every livestock show, but I know it's going to be applied at the San Antonio one for sure. So keep that in mind when going to the San Antonio Stock Show competition. Mm-hmm. Calculator. So another real change is that no more smartwatches, those are not allowed on the kiddos anymore. There was an issue in the past about it, people getting text messages. So just have your handy dandy calculator.
Yes, a basic calculator. Rules of play, rule number two says no electronic devices or jewelry. You shouldn't be wearing jewelry for this contest anyways. That's a huge food safety violation if you're, you know, in the contest. So, you know, you want to make sure that your jewelry is tucked away into a baggie or some your pocket, someplace else. We always see this as an issue every year where they're still wearing their jewelry when they're cooking and they really shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly the ladies. You'll see like really beautiful earrings, but like they're dangling. I'm like, watch something fall out.
Yeah.
You know? So we don't want that.
That would be my like, oh man. Yep, that's my earring right there. Sorry.
It was for decor.
Yeah. A little bling bling.
Oh my gosh.
And then
your box. There's changes to your boxes, but always go to the guidelines and rules and download it. I do know you have like a special item.
Gadget of the year.
Yes.
So last year's gadget of the year was the melon baller.
So that's out.
Make sure you take it out. Yes, yeah. Take it out of your supply box. It cannot be there. And the new one is now called the spiralizer.
Mm. Manual only. You can't get it bringing an electronic spiralizer thinking you're all fancy making your zucchini spaghetti noodles or something. You have to do that by hand.
Get some grunt work in there. Sweat it out a bit.
There are a few other minor changes like adding a knife and cutting board, stuff like that, but like we've said several times, you really need to go to the Texas 4-H website, look up these rules and resources, read them over and over again. This is a team contest, but it takes a lot of individual work, you know, studying the materials and knowing your part in this contest, even though, you know, you come together and you collaborate everything together at the end.
And also everyone when presenting has to talk. I hate when they're not, like, there'll be one person and all they do is the introduction.
Really
and it's like, no, you have to come back and say something. So even if you're not a strong speaker, at least have, like, a fun fact or something if you're not. Mm-hmm. But everyone needs to talk.
I know, me personally as a judge, I'd rather them, like you said, instead of just saying, introducing themselves and their team, stumble a little bit and say something else rather than say nothing at all.
True.
That just means that you're practicing, you're working on it. They're not perfect. We're not perfect. Guarantee you.
And it should be fun. I mean, we're not there to critique or, I mean, constructive criticism, but it's fun to see them having fun with it rather than,
So when it comes to team practices, what do you all recommend? Like, just have them like a dry run and then practice different skills at different meetings or practices? Like, I've never had a team, so from your experience, from seeing from your project leaders or...
Yeah, it really helps to have a knowledgeable project leader, and then... It's done differently in every county, but in my old county, they would have a designated day, and so they would start probably in September, and they'd meet every Sunday from a designated time, and then they'd do that until the county show, and then they take a little break. But during the practices, it's basically what you like it's a practice. You would pretend like you're at contest, and you're given these ingredients, and they make something, they even present it to judges, which are usually parents that are there, and you give them feedback. And then some of them would do trips, like maybe to the market. And, you know, it's just, it depends on how creative you want to be, how much time you have, and hopefully your project leader, this is something they're passionate about, something can really make it fun for them.
I haven't looked, I haven't experimented, but I know there's an explore guide now on Food Challenge.
Yes.
And I think there's 6 sessions, so that can also be an idea. I need to look through it, I'm not going to lie. But it's on the Texas 4-H website, so that's another idea. But project leaders, I have listeners from Frio County. Help me. Because, I've been a judge, but I've never taught, so I'm a little nervous on that end.
It's just practice. Mm-hmm. Okay. The more you practice, the more you get better at giving your presentation, learning, you know, how everybody has a designated thing that they do at their table. You know, this person's the cost analysis person. This person is the best chopper we, you know,
And it may be like you have a couple practices and then you say, you know what, the team members will say, I like doing this more, or I'd rather say this. And so they get to find their own strengths. And that's helpful too, because you're not assigning, you know, it's right. Like, this is what's available. What do y'all feel comfortable doing?
Do you know how many members? Because I know they changed four. Okay.
So we have four now.
Four now. Okay. This is good info. Any final thoughts? No. Good luck. Especially me. Bye.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet.
And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.